Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media of Commerce. And Derek also writes the Car Gazing column, which is syndicated across the United States in a lot of newspapers. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, you've been, as usual, driving some interesting vehicles, and you're telling me about having recently driven a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, Jeep Wrangler is kind of the classic Jeep. When you think of Jeep with the boxy shape and four-wheel drive, this is the Jeep you're thinking of. It's a basic design that's been around since World War II, and I can't think of any car that stayed true to its roots better than the Jeep Wrangler. It's always been about that one mission, just driving off-road.
That was what I wanted to drive when I was 16 years old.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream car. Yeah, for a lot of people.
Never have had one, but I would still love to have one.
It's such a cool thing, and so many people like build their lifestyle around it. They go on vacations to the Jeep safaris in Colorado and climb up the mountains and things like that. And it really is a lifestyle vehicle for people who want to be able to go anywhere, anytime. It can do things that no other off-road vehicle can do.
So you drove one?
Yeah, I've driven one lots of times, actually. I drove the brand new one here just a couple of weeks ago.
And you just said it hasn't changed much, has it?
Not in its basic function, no. It's got some new things. The cabin's a little more modern on the inside now. It's a little bit quieter, but nobody buys the Wrangler because they want a quiet car. You know, it's still one of the loudest cars on the road. It's still one of the bumpiest ones.
Yeah.
But boy, it is fun off-road. I drove it last fall out in the hill country and did some rock climbing, and man, those Jeeps are fun to drive. They just climb up rock hills like mountain goats.
Yeah, that would be a good place to test it. How's it on the, you know, the street, on the highway?
On the street, it's not terrible, but it's certainly, again, it's not one you'd buy to drive on the street. It's designed 100% to go off-road. So it's a little bit bumpy, a little bit noisy compared to most cars. And the thing I like about it is it's so different because so many cars are copycats now. If you get in a mid-sized car, whether it's a Ford or a Honda or a Toyota or a Chevy, they all kind of copy each other with the same basic look, and they drive pretty darn similar. Just subtle things set them apart. But this Jeep, boy, it's totally different.
So it would not be practical as somebody's commuting vehicle, probably.
Probably not. I wouldn't buy it for that purpose. Now, there's a four-door version of it that came out with a few years ago called the Unlimited, and that's what I drove recently. And you actually can use that. It's got a back seat, and the kids can climb in the back doors, and it'll work okay for a family car, but that's not the prime purpose of it.
I'm guessing they hold their value a lot like a pickup truck.
I think so, yeah. I think because they've got that rabid fan base, you know, people who love them and drive the wheels off of them, and customize them, too. A lot of people spend a lot of money customizing their Jeeps. They're really, really cool, different vehicles.
And they're tough vehicles, right? I mean, they're going to stand up to a lot of tough treatment.
Yeah, they're designed for abuse, and they're actually designed to be taken apart, too. You know, you can take the doors off, and just about everything you can do on a Jeep, you can do with simple hand tools. That's the way they're built. They engineer them that way on purpose.
That's great. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek writes the Car Gazing column, which is syndicated nationally. You also see it in the Greenville Herald banner. Now, you also drove recently a couple of hybrid cars, the new Toyota Prius and the BMW X5.
Yeah. These kind of illustrated to me the total difference in ways you can take hybrid technology. Everybody knows about the Prius. It's designed to get really good gas mileage. I just drove the brand new generation that just came out. Very cool car. It's rated for 58 miles per gallon in the city, which just blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really good gas mileage. But then on the flip side of that, I drove this BMW X5 that was not only a hybrid, it was a plug-in hybrid, meaning you could go, according to BMW, up to 14 miles on only electric power and drive it just like a golf cart off of battery power before the gasoline engine kicks in. But it's only rated for about 24 miles per gallon. So, you know, I guess that's still okay for an SUV, but it's obviously not designed for people trying to save on gas money.
I started to say that is an SUV.
It is an SUV, and it is a fast SUV, too. Boy, it feels quick. And that's the thing a lot of luxury cars do. With their hybrids, they're not designed to get awesome gas mileage like the Prius is. They're designed to make it go faster and get better performance.
I see. Now, coming up, you're going to be going to the Texas Auto Writers Association get-together, and this is called the Texas Auto Roundup at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, this is something I love going to every year. So I'm on the board of directors for the Texas Auto Writers Association. We're a group of journalists that writes about cars or talks about cars on the radio or do TV reviews. And we get together for two events a year, and our spring event's at Texas Motor Speedway. So we're going to have dozens and dozens of brand new cars all lined up where we can drive any one of them. You can take them back to back and compare the subtle differences between them, and you can take them on the racetrack. So you can do things you can't legally do on the street and really push the cars to their limit. It's a lot of fun.
And you're looking forward maybe to driving a Tesla?
I'm hoping they bring a Tesla there, keeping my fingers crossed. So I've heard one's coming, and that'll be my first time to drive a Tesla.
And the Tesla, of course, is the electrical car that's gotten a lot of attention, a lot of publicity.
Yeah, lots of publicity. They just set a record for pre-sales of any type of vehicle.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Derek Price with Green Chute Media, and he writes the Car Gazing column in the Greenville Herald Banner and in other newspapers. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.